This is an audio summary for your AIL 80101 course. The reading is Natural Language Processing, How Computers Talk, Chapter 6 of Artificial Intelligence Basics by Tom Tolley, published in 2019. Tolley writes for a non-technical audience, and the chapter mixes mechanics, history, and business cases. As with the other readings this week, the summary concentrates on what still matters in 2026 and notes where the field has moved. Here is the summary. Tolley opens with a cautionary tale that has become a classic in AI governance. In 2014, Microsoft launched the chatbot Xiaoyuan in China, where it reached 40 million users. Encouraged, Microsoft launched a similar bot named Tay on Twitter in March 2016. Within 24 hours, Tay was spewing racist and sexist messages because it learned by repeating the content users fed it, and users fed it poison. Microsoft pulled it and apologized, noting that AI challenges are as much social as technical, and that systems feed off both positive and negative interactions with people. Tay's lesson is more relevant in 2026 than ever. The modern descendants are prompt injection, jailbreaking, and data poisoning attacks on large language models, and the modern countermeasures, alignment training, content filters, red teaming before release, exist because of failures like this one. When you read any vendor's responsible AI page today, you are reading the institutionalized memory of Tay. The chapter then walks through why language is hard for machines. Ambiguity, missing context and nonverbal cues, constant change as new words enter the language, grammar mistakes that humans infer past, polysemy where one word has many meanings, accents and dialects, sarcasm and vagueness. Geoffrey Hinton's example of recognized speech versus recognized speech makes the point. This problem list is timeless. It explains both why classical NLP plateaued and why even today's models can still be tripped by context they were never given. Tolley organizes the classical NLP workflow into two steps. Step one is cleaning and preprocessing. Tokenization splits text into parts, normalization standardizes case and punctuation, stemming chops words to their roots, and lemmatization maps words to root meanings, better to good, which costs more compute but understands context better. He flags traps, compound phrases like New York, scientific notation, messy text, and periods and abbreviations that falsely end sentences. Step two is understanding and generation. Part of speech tagging, chunking words into phrases, named entity recognition for people, places, and organizations, and topic modeling with algorithms like latent Dirichlet allocation. In 2026, treat this as conceptual background rather than a build guide. Transformer-based models learn these capabilities jointly rather than as pipeline stages, and only tokenization survives as an explicit step, now done with subword methods. If you actually needed a classical pipeline, libraries like SPA/SI still do this well, but for most business problems, you would now prompt a foundation model instead. The voice recognition history is a nice illustration of how AI progress actually happens. Bell Labs Audrey in 1952 recognized spoken digits, accurately for its creator's voice, less so for everyone else. IBM's Shoebox in 1962 managed 16 words. The 1980s brought the statistical breakthrough of hidden Markov models. The 1990s brought Dragon Dictates commercial dictation, and the 2010s brought deep learning, long short-term memory networks and recurrent networks, which powered Google Voice, Siri, and Alexa. The takeaway is the pattern: long plateaus, then a method change that resets the field. The transformer architecture, which Tolley mentions only in passing as Google's innovation behind GPT-2, was exactly such a reset, and it happened essentially as the book went to print. That GPT-2 section deserves attention because it captures the field at a turning point. Tolley describes OpenAI, founded in 2015 with $1 billion, releasing GPT-2 in 2019, a model trained on 8 million web pages whose only trick was predicting the next word. It wrote a coherent 377-word story about talking unicorns, beat records on reading comprehension benchmarks while still trailing humans, and worried its creators enough that they withheld the full model, fearing fake news, spoofed reviews, spam, and phishing. Listening from 2026, this reads like the trailer for the entire generative AI era. Next word predictions scaled into GPT-3, ChatGPT, GPT-4, Claude, Gemini, and the rest. The benchmarks GPT-2 inched past are now saturated. And the release dilemma OpenAI faced, withhold or publish, became the open versus closed weights debate that now shapes the industry, with Meta's Llama models on one side and Frontier Labs' staged releases on the other. The misuse fears were not wrong either. They became a working reality that policy, watermarking, and detection tools still wrestle with. The business cases are the heart of the chapter for an EMBA audience. Chorus used NLP to record, transcribe, and mine sales calls, solving the hard problem of speaker separation with voice fingerprinting, and lifted one customer's sales win rate by 10%. A Stanford study diagnosed depression from spoken language and 3D facial expressions, suggesting low-cost mental health screening by phone. Effectiva, built on Rosalind Picard's effective computing and Paul Ekman's facial action coding, measured audience emotion for a quarter of the Fortune Global 500 and built in-cabin driver fatigue monitoring for cars. Tali also covers the rise of voice commerce around WeChat, Alexa, and Siri, including the Harvard Business Review argument that AI assistants would become the primary channel through which people get information and goods. The pattern that survives. Conversation intelligence is now a standard sales stack category. Chorus itself was acquired by ZoomInfo. In-cabin monitoring became mandatory in new European vehicles under safety regulation. And the assistant has channel prediction is being realized, though by chat assistants like ChatGPT and Copilot, rather than by the smart speakers everyone expected in 2019. His chatbot deployment advice has aged from good practice into near regulation. Set expectations and never pretend the bot is human. Keep humans in the loop as the escalation path. Reduce friction. Sometimes a form beats a conversation. Start with repetitive processes like order status and scheduling. Integrate data so customers never repeat themselves. Personalize. Monitor satisfaction and accuracy. Design the conversational experience deliberately. Every item transfers directly to deploying an LLM-powered assistant in 2026, and the disclosure point is now law in some jurisdictions under the EU AI Act. The only major update is capability. Where 2019 bots handled narrow scripted intents, modern assistants handle open conversation, which makes the guardrail items, expectations, escalation, monitoring, more important, not less. The chapter closes with Boris Katz, the MIT researcher behind the START question answering system, calling Siri and Alexa incredibly stupid, despite feeling intelligent, and arguing NLP needs insight from neuroscience, cognitive science, and psychology to reach real intelligence. Large language models have weakened the practical force of that critique. Today's assistants are vastly more capable. But the philosophical question of whether next word prediction constitutes understanding is still open and still debated. What to keep from this chapter? The Tay case as the founding story of AI safety and deployment, the list of why language is hard, the deployment checklist for conversational AI, and GPT-2 as the visible hinge between classical NLP and the generative era. What to mentally update? The pipeline mechanics are now inside the model, the benchmark numbers are ancient history, and the specific vendors have been acquired or superseded, even as every business problem they addressed remains. That is the end of the summary. Good luck with week 6.